Happy Halloween, motherfuckers. That's Murder Rock.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated,
Mr. Dowd!
Podcasting live from Halloween, this is the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the end of the world and life as you know it. With me, as always, is my ghoulish friend, Mr. Necromirez. We've got Josh Smartin, and of course, Doug Waterdick, fingering all the knobs. But we've also got Murder Rock.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Tight.
Yeah.
Tight.
That sounded so scripted and planned out, I bet.
Yeah. Real pro.
Rory pulling it in at the 80s. What up?
I got it.
It's like jazz.
Fucking
like,
nailed
like
it, Rory.
Going up for the slam dunk. You
yeah.
know?
And then
so,
like
I'm
banking
so
it,
used to it now
breaking
that
it.
We don't even talk about it anymore, remember?
Yeah, I remember. I don't even know what we're talking about.
I think he scored the points, man. I think he nailed it.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
Through the hoop.
How you guys doing?
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Doing good.
Happy Halloween, yeah.
Yep. It's that time of year.
I hear we had this great pumpkin carving party last night. It was
oh yeah,
so much fun,
dude! The police came.
Yeah,
and they started carving
and
pumpkins.
They carved pumpkins with us. It was great.
It was
how
it
many
was
people
fun.
Got stabbed this time? I can't remember. I was so fucked up
after they were slipped the acid.
Are minors or adults?
And,
whatever.
And
I kind of maul as human.
Like everybody got stabbed, just the ones that had to go to the hospital.
Just everybody. I mean,
yeah. Well, I believe
not everybody's a snitch and goes to the hospital when they get stabbed.
Fucking snitches.
Snapped?
See, that's yeah. It's Rick's annual snitch party. He invites all the people who betrayed him and makes
snitches
sure they cut
get
themselves.
Snapped. Fuck them.
No, it was a good time was had by all.
Hell yeah! Many pumpkins were killed.
Mm-hmm.
They sacrificed their lives for us,
and now they grin toothlessly from the street.
God bless them. Dude. Soon they will rot away to snot that smells like. Never mind.
Pumpkin.
I don't know where we're going with
rotting
this.
Pumpkin does not smell like pumpkin.
What's it smell like?
Somewhere between snake shit and rotting salmon. Snake shit and canned salmon.
I'm not
that's
sure
what I'm
going
to go with.
I know what canned salmon smells like, but not the other.
Can we get that intro again? I want to restart the show here for a second.
Is it all falling apart already?
We have a lawnmower.
It's quick.
Right, you know, it's because we're 30 seconds in the show and haven't actually made some sort of sexual reference. But
stabbing a pumpkin is kind of a sexual reference, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
I think
all
we
right.
just invented
we've
some.
Just, we've got a new euphemism, stabbing the pumpkin.
Rick.
Well, that's not really new. Remember when Grime Dog was here? Grab that pumpkin.
Oh,
and
yeah,
put your,
yeah.
That, their
There's
whole,
a song about
their
it.
Their whole do the reach around is about like banging a dude in the
damn
in the
it,
ass.
Reno.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
So like, Grime Dog already did this.
Already covered on a previous
My neighborhood
podcast.
It meant something else.
Well, we hope you're all going to have a great night tonight and get all the candies that you get.
Yeah, get all your candy. This is the Halloween episode, huh?
Well,
yeah.
But it's coming out after Halloween. This is really our All Saints
no,
Day episode.
No, it's Kim has promised me it's going. This will be
oh,
out before people go trick-or-treating.
Oh, yay.
I'm not good with time travel, man.
Yeah.
Well, that means that I have
sorry.
To get it done.
We're floating in the time
space
flux.
We are in
flux.
The future. This is we awesome. Are. Well, no, we're in the recent past.
That's
today.
Why I heard we had God a good party. I don't really remember it because I wasn't there yet.
Right. Me too. It was great. I have three different kinds of dip. But that's all.
I was dressed as a priest.
You're going to do the priest dip? You're going to be like Father Nick?
Of course
while
he
you come
thanks
pumpkins.
To Murder Rock for giving me the priest suit. I used that fucker all
that
time.
I didn't know that they were the
one.
They're the reason
the
you're my
pay ever. Mm-hmm. I wore it at the Cal Jam Fest, the Foo Fighters. So people love me. I had the sunglasses and a mustache that time, so they thought
you're
I was...
You're a little Guido Sarducci?
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, so you didn't get
I got
like...
that like five times. Yeah. It was rad.
Did anybody like yell at you for pre-scandals?
No,
everybody
but I
was
saw
into the joke.
I saw a fucking guy with a Pope hat, and I was like, we were passing, and I was just all, hey, boss, and he says, stall. Yep. But, yeah. It was kind of funny. It worked really good.
The Pope likes to party.
I guess.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He was there at the fucking Rockfest. It was dope. And speaking of Rockfest and shit that happened this weekend, man, what a great Halloween weekend. Which is rad in Nevada and Reno because it lasts. When October 1st starts, you're Halloweening, you know,
yeah,
through the whole thing. But towards the last week of it, with Nevada Day being off on Friday, motherfucker, went and got tattoos, fucking went to a party, next day went to a party, next day went to a more family party, but it was a party. Huh.
It's a lot like the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It was dope. I worked straight through the weekend, so I don't know.
You get to wear costumes and everything. I wore my pre suit.
No, I just went to work.
Yeah,
got exhausted.
Well, it's Todd from the Liver Scars party. Well, no, it wasn't Todd. It was next door neighbor Tawny's birthday party that we went to. That was really, really super fun on Saturday. So happy birthday, Tawny. And what did you guys do this weekend?
You know, the usual.
What did you do with Allison this weekend?
We went and played golf. Like, not really played golf, but I took her to the driving range. She's been hitting balls.
Rad.
Yeah.
What do you mean, you dick?
Trying to talk, babe.
Do you want to die?
Does she still talk like that?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
More
no,
of
I did not.
6-year-old accent till Thursday. No. It's her birthday coming up, so she's really telling everybody all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, how old's she going to be now?
She's going to be 7.
This voice is when she was 4, right?
Or 3, maybe.
Yes.
Yes. It's been a few years. Hopefully, we're going to get her in here again this year for the Christmas show.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. I was I had the strep throat over the weekend. Bad.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That shit was going around. I heard about that.
It was just all of a sudden. It was there. And then the next day, the antibiotics hit and everything was just fine. But it was a brutal 24 hours or so that I had it.
Careful whose mom you finger.
Yep.
That's right.
Her mom went to the Wolfpack game and stuff, but I didn't get to do anything fun. I missed her birthday party, actually, which was on Saturday. And I totally...
Well, you can't be like, we're going to have a party and we're going to invite the strep throat dad.
Yeah. I got a strep throat, but I'm still going to go to my kid's birthday party with a bunch of little kids and get everybody sick.
Dick.
Yeah. Hell no. Yeah.
That shit's going around. We talked about it last week, Rick, remember? Yeah.
When I'm contagious, I just stay at my house.
I'm completely better, but the entire time that I was sick, I went everywhere and talked to everybody and touched
everything. You probably didn't have a contagious disease. It might have just been a...
Well, I had just a chest cold.
Yeah, Danny...
It probably wasn't bronchitis.
I would have went to the kid's birthday party and sneezed on the cake if I had a chest cold.
Fuck yeah. Everybody needs a little bit of that. Keep you strong.
Yep. But
it's like the flu vaccine, right?
Yep.
just
a little bit of the cold virus.
Yeah.
I threw myself a ball under the bones of capitalism and let it grind me up until it spit me out this morning. Yeah.
Nice.
But I made a lot of money.
What
this
does
weekend.
That mean?
I booked a lot of shows, and I worked really hard and served a lot of drinks and made a lot of tips.
Oh.
And I'm exhausted, and I had no fun at all, but it was a good weekend.
Of course you had fun, rock and roller, dude.
I'm exhausted, man. I hurt everywhere.
You live in the Reno music
I'm too old
scene
for this
life.
Shit. I feel like Danny Glover, and fucking shit's exploding all around me. But there's no Mel Gibson. I'm also Mel Gibson because I'm a glutton for punishment.
You're your own lethal weapon, huh?
And you hate Jews.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, you're going to go do
it's
the
a bad
whole...
It's a bad week to hate Jews.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Bam.
So. I was hanging out with Travis from 33 Black, and we're recording his next project. That's how I got stuck doing the whole weekend. And at one point, we recited a joke from Rick and Morty that ends in all the bad words for Jews. That's the end of the joke. And we stopped and thought, and I could only think of 2 bad words for Jews, because I don't know that many racists.
Oh, I'm not going down that road.
Yeah. What were they, Rick?
But then I looked
that's a rabbit hole.
It's not about what they are. It's about like what. So then I looked at Travis, and I said, can you only, and he could only think of 2, or he could only think of 1. So we're just not racist. And then I looked at him, and I said, well, how many bad words can you think of for gay people? And he looked right at me and began counting on his fingers, which means that as he was looking at me, he was thinking each one of those words as he counted them out on his fingers, which was a fun moment.
It took you to trigger it.
Yeah, but everybody, I mean, let's be real. We can think of more bad words for gays than we can think of bad words for.
Well, let's do Jews, the Jew right. one for Easter because it's really not the right time right now.
You're right. You're right.
Maybe New Year's.
But I wanted to share that story because that Martin brought me Luther great King joy.
Right. I need a giant namaste after that whole thing.
So let's get a multiple namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste?
Namaste.
Thank you, Mikey.
Okay, namaste.
You gonna
namaste-dle?
Go? Namaste.
Everyone knows it.
Worst
little podcast moment has been brought to you by Felix Polanski.
This
he's now Felix Danger.
Silence.
You can look
him
up.
Rick.
Get some graphic design done by Felix Danger.
And I'm gonna restart the car for a second time here. And
I'm sorry.
Let's turn to the band.
I do want to say one thing though, real quick, with Rick. Is that Felix Danger did do the design on your new Eddie in the Subtitle CD.
Oh, it's so fucking rad. You guys are
sponsor
so,
of the show.
So awesome.
I'm just have to give some up for our sponsors.
Yeah, oh, Danger yeah. Designs. Yeah. There you go. Danger Designs.
Good work there.
Yeah. Rock. Smooth as fuck.
He did my website too.
They're also my neighbors.
God bless them.
Yes.
They're the best people.
They got some big ass dogs. They're the only dogs in the whole neighborhood that don't bark.
They have good dogs.
Oh, very good dogs.
I love their dogs.
Dr. Danger knows how to train a dog very well.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
24 hours a day in my neighborhood,
and Felix
dogs barking,
is part of the pack.
And never is it theirs.
But, so let's, instead of just wool gathering about past guests,
indeed,
let's talk about current guests.
Please.
All right. Hi, Murderock.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Can we introduce ourselves and our voices to the audience, starting over here with the crooner to my left?
I'm Freddie Ferox. On vocals.
I'm just happy to be here.
Keith! Keith is playing bass, you guys.
It's
K-Bear.
K-Bear.
You're the little bear?
Mikey Ferox.
You're the new one.
Yes.
There's a new guy, you guys.
Mikey Ferox. Family member.
Long he lost. Is the likely left guitar.
Mm-hmm. I've been the one that's been hiding in the basement for years.
Hiding?
Mm-hmm. Well...
Not allowed
on
up.
On purpose?
Hiding, kept away.
Okay. Hidden.
Like the Gimp?
The extra brother.
Frankie Ferox on this here guitar as well.
Mm-hmm. The mighty righty guitar.
If you must.
I am Sammy, also known as Oliver.
Mm-hmm. And downstairs?
We got Zachy Ferox on drums.
Yay. And we are missing,
Brian?
Of course,
Polly. Mm. I'm the less talented, less good-looking temporary replacement for tonight.
He's out digging graves or something?
Else. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But you're so cuddleable.
Nipple belts.
They slayed so much last weekend at HQ, they're still burying the bodies.
Yes.
Polly's harvesting / digging graves.
You reap what you sow.
Good. Multitask.
Literally.
Right.
You gotta let it ruminate like good haggis.
He's making me a nipple belt.
When we're and really, nipple just doesn't seem to be the right medium for a belt, you know?
But if
but
you
then,
layer them together,
it actually
right. looks a little bit like snakeskin.
When
challenge.
You actually see it, when you actually see a nipple belt, you're like, wow, I guess it does work. It would look like it wouldn't hold your pants up at all, though.
It feels pretty good.
Yeah.
How much does something like that cost?
How much?
I've only ever seen
it?
One, and I think it's in a police museum.
You just DIY it. It doesn't cost anything.
Let me tell you, when I went to the market for one, I had 10 fingers, and when I came back, I only had 8.
You paid too much.
Too much is correct.
Freddie, when we're with Murder Rock, do we talk about other projects or do we just...
Yeah, we're here to promote everything.
Okay, so. Good. Because I also saw the Candy Apple and the Razor Blades, mm-hmm. speaking of
that
Halloween.
That was just debuting just a couple days ago.
It was your Halloween Misfits
first
cover
show?
Band.
Yep, that was our first show.
This is so exciting.
Candy Apples and the Razor Blades.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Candies.
I'm Candy Apples.
Candy's hot.
Hey,
watch out.
Careful now. Careful now.
Oliver. My,
Oliver looks good,
my
too.
Significant other in that band.
So.
Oliver, clothes on.
Are you trying to say that I'm a female?
What?
Excuse me?
Don't assume genders. Come on.
Not with Murder Rock. I don't mean to say anything. I was just... I'm just,
better just watch your step, bro.
I better just listen to what's going on and be on a radio show.
We did an all Misfits set. That's not what we're going to do continually. Momo requested us to do a Misfits band. When Momo asks you to do something, you do it.
Right.
Fuck
so,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Momo's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Momo.
Yeah.
Poop so, in
Momo
the future,
is my spirit animal.
Yes.
Yes. I've said it before, I'll say it again.
In the future, it's going to be other covers, and we might write some original stuff. We don't know yet. So,
rad.
Now, I mean, just for the audience who may not have seen pictures, you are beautiful as you are, but in that band, I haven't seen this yet. Can you describe the drag?
Yeah. Well, I had a sugar skull paint on my face, and I was... Yeah, and five inch platforms that make me like 6'5", 6'6".
Oh my god!
Fishnets,
and then what like short skirt, blonde hair.
I had a dress on, short dress.
Zip your pants up, Rick.
Fuck.
Oh yeah.
This is so badass.
Oh no, I was getting turned on by my own legs. It was.
Did you actually?
Shave
yeah.
The big
next
show?
Question.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh my god. I hate that I missed this.
Yeah.
He just showed us his
and I'm very hairy.
Shiny.
As far as I can tell, they're still shaved.
It was a project.
Shiny.
And you're in a third band as well, right? Like, what's
we got
the
Fourth
thing
Street,
going
the Fourth Street Rippers, which is 50s and 60s covers.
Fuck
rocked,
yeah.
Rocked up. Yeah.
So, like, and then outside of that, do you sleep, eat, work?
Yep, that's it.
Yep.
Man.
Well, what about the rest
busy.
Of you? Are you guys all in these other projects, or what are your mm-hmm. projects?
Yeah, this is all. Everybody's represented for those.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Very cool.
Dang, dude. So three bands by the same people. That's fucking...
Well, and is K-Bear the
Do
normal?
You all live in, like, a dormitory in
I don't think
the
that,
desert?
Has that been done
it's
before?
More like a compound.
We should.
Right?
I don't know if that's been done before. Definitely in Reno, you're the first, I think, the first people to do that.
Really?
I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I've known some bands that have had like maybe a 75% overlap.
Right.
But just like but two bands.
This is
not,
really
yeah.
succinct, I think, because everything's, you know.
Donkey Jaw and Zach Ryan solo project are both the completely exactly same band.
Okay.
And
true.
Then
and true. Then there's the other one. There's
Revenge.
Another one.
Viva Revenge is
yeah,
almost
Revenge.
The same band.
Right.
Right. John.
Like different bass player? Bass player singing? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
correct.
Close, but that's
yeah.
it.
It's mm-hmm. the only other ones I could think mm-hmm. of.
Like, why would we play a bunch of different songs with the same dudes and have a different band? That's weird. But if there's outfit changes, fuck yeah.
I think that's oh, yeah. that's the important part.
It's yeah, stylistically all three of them are different, so.
And you write like albums about Stephen King, and what's your new album about?
The latest album was Demonia that came out over the summer. That no theme to that one. We were done with themes after the Stephen King thing. I was like, no,
just
no
like
more.
A potpourri of Demonia.
Oh, that I Demon. Do have. I do have to Demon. Tell you, Pet Cemetery randomly gets stuck in my head, like on. Wednesday afternoons while I'm like taking the baby to the grocery store and shit. It's
it
just
not?
Damn catchy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So let's give the audience a little more taste of some of the murder and the rock.
All right. Let's do Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things.
Fuck yeah.
We'll be right back.
the dead leaves we will lie. My body's cold, but so is the night. Under the full moon, I'm gonna take you. But be careful what you do, because children shouldn't play with dead things. Good child, yeah.
Children really shouldn't.
Or dead.
That's really a service we're putting out there.
So it's a good, good, PSA. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But adults can play with dead things.
I was going to ask.
So while we talked about our weekends, how was your weekend, Murder Rock? Did you go to the big
pretty
show?
Good. We saw Big Daddy Danzig.
Yeah? How was it?
Did
everybody have fun? Was it a good show? Yeah. Good times? Oh,
yes. Did they have the thing where they tell you you can't bring out your cell phones and take a picture because they'll kill you?
Yeah, they
have. Isn't that awesome? Every show he goes to, he's like, I don't want anybody to know that I don't look like the mother video anymore.
Yeah. Of course, the next day we see all the videos and pictures.
Fuck yeah.
There's got to be extra
sneaky. Did he bring his cats with him? No. That actually, people make fun. I find it quite endearing.
He's a cat person?
And he's like, yeah. I'm a cat person. I'm like, yeah, dude.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, dude.
That picture of him with the kitty litter.
That's awesome. Like that's being a responsible cat parent. I mean, it's not as bad as the picture of MacGyver with a flat tire and he can't fix it.
Cats are kind of dickheads, and Danzig can be kind of a dickhead sometimes, too.
Yeah. Well,
I relate.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome to play a set of Misfits covers and then the next night go see Mr. Yeah. Misfit.
Holy shit. That's
a good weekend,
circle
man.
Life thing. Pretty,
This town rules Halloween, dude. I swear to God. There were zombie crawls, all this shit.
Oh, yeah, that exhausted me so much. I couldn't even make it to the show the following
Were you just
day.
So sick of those a-holes, or was it kind of fun?
It was a blast. The best kind of, like, I had no time to actually think consciously, and I was completely numb after it. And then, like, the cops had blocked off the street, so I couldn't drive my car home. Because when I got there at noon, I parked in the parking lot. Why wouldn't I? At 1 a.m, I realized, fuck, I should have parked, like, in like, Harrah's, like my friend did, so I got a ride home with her.
Cop you really locked. Couldn't, like, drive through the block? Like,
fuck no, man. It wasn't even just that there were so many people. The cops were treating the entire crowd like they were protesting rioters. Like, cops every 10 feet apart, standing there, arms and legs akimbo. Cars.
Helmets.
Some of them. Cars blocking off streets, staggered throughout downtown every couple of blocks. It was a madhouse. We sold almost 12,000 cups. That was 12,000 people in a like 10 block area.
What the fuck?
Just milling about, getting drunk, and not drinking in public. Of course not. Only 63 open containers were signed.
Out of 12,000, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's a small percentage.
Because there's probably like, you know, another like 250 people that got away with it all night.
I looked at the statistics afterwards. They had on the news like all the things that people were arrested for after the zombie crawl. And not bad at all. Like one of this, two of that. But one of them was person was arrested for possession of marijuana. And I thought that was like legal.
No, you're allowed to smoke it at your house.
You are allowed to possess it in public up to an ounce.
Yeah. Oh, so this person had like a fat sack, like a Christmas bag.
They might have been smoking it right in the cop's face and rubbing it.
Oh, yeah, probably just walking around downtown smoking it.
With a big brick of it.
Like a baby.
If one guy got busted
for
marijuana, I think
it's hard to get busted for marijuana nowadays. So.
Busted
for marijuana can hang their hat on that.
Yeah,
I got busted for marijuana
after it was legal. Yeah. And I'm just glad nobody
else
was stoned.
You're the one guy.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah, nobody.
Nobody else was stoned.
Nobody at all.
That's good to know. Fuck yeah.
Well, we rarely say it on this show, but fucking good job, RPD. Not busting more than one marijuana guy.
Well, I have other stories.
Out of 12,000.
I have other stories.
I'm just talking about the pot thing. Just the pot thing,
repeat
Rory. Just the pot thing. Let's just let him have it, okay?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Throw him a bone once in a while.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
I have something to tell you guys after the show that's really funny. And by really funny, kind of appalling, and I don't want to say it in a public forum. But moving on, Halloween is great in this town. It's been a wild ride. It's always weird when it's on a Wednesday, though, because it doesn't jive up with the weekend, and like the kiddos can't quite stay out quite as late.
But that's
as they
like
normally
the,
no, it's always banned though.
It's a cool ass week.
So.
Lots of kids don't show up for school on November 1st.
Even if you have
1st.
To work.
Well, mine will.
Oh, mine will, too. My mom and dad might fight over who has to drive her to school with a hangover, but she'll get there.
You can make her walk.
Airport to Swope?
Yeah.
That's a bit of a hike.
You're not quite at the airport, though. Swope's
Bill's
really
character.
Not that
get her a bus pass.
Dude, it's
never jump the fence, run across Kitsky, she'll be right there.
No, she goes to Swope up like off Mayberry.
Oh, Swope. I'm sorry. I thought she went to Vaughn.
No.
Oh, Swope, that's a hike.
She goes to the Magnet GT program up at Swope.
Thinking your neighborhood and Vaughn. I always get
Swope
and
Vaughn
mixed
up. Yeah,
that'd
be, oh, fuck it, that's fine. No, we have to drive her to school.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Bus goes by there, sort of. This goes to Idlewild.
She can learn to read a bus map. She's old enough.
It's a good.
I'm still a good dad. I drive my kid to school hungover.
Nice.
And I get myself hangover cure on the way. Greasy food and
tall can of Four Loko.
It's not like you're just. It's not like you're just drunk like
a
you used to be.
A bottle of Jameson. Drink at me right.
I mean, you have a job at a bar. It's not like you're a worthless drunk.
No. It is. Sometimes I drink a little later than I should have been.
Right.
And I don't hydrate
just because you work
before
in
the morning.
Drinking industry doesn't mean you shouldn't drink after work. It's the American way.
Right. When I come home after cleaning all day, I clean my house.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the same thing.
I come home after laying brick all day.
I come home from a day of slinging drinks, and I come home, drink a little, hit my wife, and fall asleep with my hand down my pants, watching Mork and Mindy.
You wear pants at home, huh? That's interesting.
Boxers, yeah.
Mork and Mindy's still on?
Well, because I got a 12-year-old. She doesn't need to see that shit.
Things are different now.
Yeah.
Than when I was 12.
Back in my day.
Your mom just hung out all nude?
No.
Yeah.
What mom?
See, things are different. Yeah. Different world than where you come from.
Yeah, there weren't a lot of moms in my neighborhood.
How about another song?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where you're taking me, Chewy, but I don't like it. We're going to have some more music.
Murder Rock and Roll.
I was trying to throw out a different world reference, like Lisa Bonet and shit. Ooh, yeah. You got all weird with it.
You're the one that was talking about beating your wife with your hands down your pants.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'll be back.
Necromiras has left the building.
Love you, Nick.
Later, Nick.
Go for it, Zach.
We left his phone here.
hallway. We were out there, whoa, it's getting a lot more guitar than drums, but it was fucking
rad, huh?
Yeah, wow.
Sammy says she's hungry now.
In the best
way. I think
way.
There's some liver in the fridge.
And in Nick's body.
Yes. Not, that's I don't think warmer. You want to eat that one.
Nah.
Nick Venison,
I'll poison you.
Well, Nick, you did sign your organ donor card.
Fuck yeah.
Well,
didn't say to who.
We're here to collect right now.
No, you get card. That one when I'm dead.
Sammy's got to eat.
Yeah.
Which you, something you don't say in front of Murder Rock.
Papa needs a brand new colostomy bag because they ate part
Papa
of your guts.
Needs a brand new colostomy bag.
I want to ask you guys about what you guys have coming up next. But first, I want to say, K-Bear, those lime green pants are just fantastic.
Fucking amazing, oh, aren't they?
Like, yeah. I like brightly colored pants, and those are just damn spiffy.
There's an uninteresting story
I don't
behind
like
them.
Wonderful.
Those, I don't like brightly colored pants, but I like your brightly colored pants.
I like you, Nick. Thank you.
I think those pants are dope.
You're dope.
What size waist do you wear?
Thanks.
33.
33 is hard to find. You usually need 34 or 32.
That's my dilemma all the time.
Yeah.
How tall are you there? What's your inseam?
Blood type?
Do you guys
are you hung?
You guys have another bass player, right? I might just.
Do you just want me to take my pants off, Rory?
No, I was thinking of abducting you and burying you in the desert just to steal your pants.
Okay.
It's a long way to go. He'll just give you his pants.
I'm around the band.
You don't
got
to do all that to get into his pants.
I get inspired.
I like that he considered
well,
the
you said adults can play with dead things.
Future by being like, well, they have Brian, so
yeah,
we could spare him and his pants.
But what do you guys have coming up next? Do you have any shows? I know you got a couple shows out in March already on the books. I saw a big announcement from Momo.
Murder Rock's opening for Acid Teeth
in
March. We got a metal show at Mummers in December, Murder Rock does.
I'd like to talk to Murder Rock about some Bloody Valentine show at HQ in February, but that's still
a long way away.
And not decided.
We were talking about Candy Apples doing something in Christmas.
Yeah. I like that idea too. That's I still have some dates open. That we'll get together. You know, we're not going to book it right now, but but that folks, that is something that should be on the book soon.
And the Ripper's got a show coming up on the 6th of November, opening for
Cashed Out.
Oh, nice.
So this seems cool, like each one of these bands is only playing like a show a month, but it's really all you guys, and it's killing you.
Pretty sneaky of us.
Playing constantly. Fuck. Keeping your faces in front of the crowd.
Yeah. In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
We're just going to absorb the entire music scene.
Yeah. Where is there an opening?
Like,
we have a band for that.
I used
that.
To say Nick was like the biggest like band whore in all of Reno because he was in like four or five different bands
we're following
all the time.
His lead. We're...
But you guys are all just one band in pretty three much. Bands.
Yeah. That is a mind blower.
You're doubling down. Quintupling down on Nick's inspiration.
Remember that Portlandia bit where they're all, we can pickle that. You guys are all, we have a band for that. Having a luau? We have an Hawaiian band.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we should do a Hawaiian band.
Hell yeah.
No.
Oliver, you could learn the ukulele.
Yes.
And we could get Mikey in a grass skirt and some little coconuts.
I can finally
get
laid.
Like all South Pacific style.
Luau!
I'll just be naked.
What else is there?
Awkward silence.
Kill the pig, eat his flesh. Oh, wait, that's a different kind of luau.
What, you want to kill Pumbaa?
No, William Golding. Fuck that old English guy. Let's kill him.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Lord of the Flies,
Nerd
Kill
Alert.
The Pig, William Golding was the author. He was a British guy.
Thanks, you guys. Oh, yeah, I didn't read that book.
There was a good Simpsons.
Actually, I did read that book. I just didn't know that's who wrote it.
I saw the 1960s black and white movie.
That was pretty creepy too.
I saw the color one in the like 80s or 90s.
It came out like 90 or somewhere in there.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It was a good one.
It's a great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Watership Downs and one of those. Oh, this would be a great story for kids. It's about kids. It's about bunnies. No. Mm. No. That's not. Why did you animate that shit? Are you kidding me?
We were so hard in the 80s.
Just being scarred. Hey, watch TV. And it's like just unintentionally scarring us
rabbits
from the inside.
Other rabbits.
Fucking Secret of NIMH is pretty dark and brutal.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. That shit's
and that
good.
Was Disney.
We were hardcore
thought about
in the
that
80s.
For a while. Was it Secret of NIMH Disney?
No. That was not
American
the
American
Tale. Bluth?
Like, yeah.
With the somewhere. With the rat that comes to
America.
Fievel
goes west.
Yeah, Fievel goes west in American Tale. Yeah. Yes.
That shit made me cry.
That's the sequel.
Don Bluth is a little underrated, I think. He actually, people remember Don Bluth a lot.
Except for me.
He did that, didn't he do like Dragon Slayer and those video games too?
Oh, I would have to Google that, my friend, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, we had some interns, we could have them research that shit.
Fucking Dragon Slayer and Space Ace, I think he did those too.
Those are awesome.
Anywho.
Good old Don Bluth.
We're really old and
that
boring
was some
the young people.
Obscure
Nick.
Shit.
What the fuck are you talking about? See if Don Bluth is still around.
Where can people find you? Well, so you just had an album out this summer, and you are currently in production on another? Or no?
Have you ever not been currently in production?
We're always right.
Ever?
Yeah, we're just always going.
Like you already have time
on
booked
their,
with Rick
yeah,
for
no,
songs
on,
you haven't written yet.
The last like 10 years.
Yes,
they
you do.
Yeah. No, on their way out the studio, they're always like, "And let's book the next one."
Yep.
Like a haircut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're all lucky that they keep following through and putting out these rad albums.
Fuck yeah.
How many full lengths do you have at this point?
We have 3 full lengths and 1 EP.
Okay, great. And where can people buy that on the internet?
They're everywhere. They're anywhere we're. Good albums are sold.
Can people buy them in Reno, in physical copies?
I don't know anymore if they can.
Sold out.
Selling at shows and
at
stuff?
At your shows.
At shows. You can get the physical copies of shows. You can order them from our website, murderrock.net. But, you know, streaming, we're everywhere.
I went and saw
you
guys.
Are you on Spotify?
Yep,
we're on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon.
Got the 6 songs for Sick Fucks cassette. That was really good packaging and a really good product. So yeah. Thanks a lot for that.
Did you get the green see-through cassette?
Maybe.
I have one of them. They're badass.
They are.
Yeah. Well, I'll check when I get home.
Yep.
If not, I'll try to get one.
Yeah, that green plastic is extra expensive.
Yeah.
It's
collectible.
It has like crushed bile in it. I don't know.
I like the idea of crushed bile.
Right. You have to dry it out. There's a process.
It's a whole thing.
Dehydrate it, crush it.
A lot more of a process than it took Kiss to drop their blood into a fucking vat of ink.
Vape it off.
That's such a bullshit marketing. 5 drops of blood in a vat of ink. Your blood was not in my comic book.
Joey Jordanson did that with
but
Promark.
Our bile is.
Exactly.
He went and had a whole vial drawn and had it put in the Promark ink.
Who did?
Joey Jordanson.
What band?
Slipknot.
Oh, that's what I know. Oh, so he like one-upped Kiss?
Yeah, he
basically
went and had
it's not hard to one-up Kiss, huh?
At Promark, they were giving him his own signature stick, so he went to the doctor and got a vial taken and put it in the ink himself.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. It's still
going
just
the extra
same.
Yard.
Yeah.
I feel like a bunch of 13-year-olds are going to think that's really cool.
Oh, yeah. When I was 13,
well,
I
bought
it was
the
cool.
X-ray specs out of the back of Boys Life magazine once, you know?
Yep.
And I could not see through my teacher's blouse.
I hope it was a hot teacher.
Did you save him?
No, it was an old nun.
I would like to see
a
pair.
That's
a
magical
of those.
Blouse. You can't really
I know.
In real
I'll tell
life.
You what they did. You know those like filters that put like the rainbow kaleidoscope effect in front of you just through the plastic?
Oh, yeah.
That's all
it
was. Yeah.
X-ray specs. I didn't spend $2.
Yeah. And they certainly did not have hypnotic swirls in front of them that would like confuse your enemies. And
you must have a lot of enemies. to need glasses for them.
Well, in fourth grade, I really thought the need to confuse your enemies and live like a spy in my adult life was going to be much greater. It has definitely not turned out that way.
Mm-hmm.
That was just one of many disappointments along the road.
That meme that says
Aykroyd was neither a spy nor a paranormal scientist.
We all thought quicksand was going to be a lot more of a problem.
Exactly. R-O-U-S's.
Kind of a blues singer, though, because he really sang on it. Right?
Sort of a pimp, too.
Yeah.
As in Dr.
So at least you pulled one of them off, right?
Let's have another song.
More music.
It's time for
a song.
A lot of dead-end streets tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to do a Rippers song, so...
Put a different hat on.
Mostly because Freddie's the only one talking to us.
Yeah.
This is One Night, originally by Elvis Presley.
One night with you. Here's what I'm now praying for. Dreams come true. Just call my name.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Totally awesome.
Elvis's rotting corpse was dancing in his grave. As he is today.
We love Elvis.
That would make an awesome t-shirt. Just that.
Just Elvis as he is today. Picture that.
That was rotting corpse
dancing.
Bunch of worms.
I wonder if there's really much rot left, though. I mean,
probably not.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to.
There's
work.
Some. There's
well,
some,
he's stable.
It's probably some drugs.
Fiberglass left. Coffin from the 70s. There's probably some viscera and bones and a whole lot of soup.
Pharmaceuticals.
Can we say he's probably stable by now?
It's great for a soup base.
Oh, I bet his addiction is completely stabilized and he's off it all.
Finally.
What was it, like 10,000 prescriptions for narcotics in the last six year of his life, in which he only played 9 months.
Wow.
Man, who
prescriptions.
Got all, who got all those
separate
drugs
prescriptions? Like, yeah, maybe
pills.
No refills, but prescriptions.
Wow. How did he have time to go to the doctor and play gigs?
The doctor was
well, they came to him.
The doctor just
like royalty. Like they came to him.
That shit was delivered to him.
Well, okay, really apocryphally, actually, a lot of people verified this. Elvis at one point had a sore on the bottom of one of his feet, and it started out just as this little like prick or you know a little cut or something, and he kept fussing at it and complaining to doctors about it,
digging at it,
and just picking at it, pulling the scab off, sticking his finger in and like scraping it out and not keeping it clean, letting it get infected and tearing it off and starting all over again,
pull it out by the root.
It got to the size of like a half a dollar and was just this open wound on the underside of his foot, and he'd go see these doctors all across the country who would give him pain medicine for it. Just so he could have like extra like Demerol.
Well, one of the Memphis Mafia, one of the Memphis Mafia caught him digging at it, and he looked up at him and said, "I ought to get some good shit for this, Red."
Yeah.
Imagine hanging out around a guy who's just picking his foot all the time.
Right. The sense level was just him like itching his foot. That's how he let the dance started.
Exactly. Yeah. Because he didn't want to put weight on the
imagine if your tweaker sores could get you more drugs.
Hulk
right. Well, I mean, it's, oh, look, Doc, all these sores, they just keep coming up. I don't know what they're from.
Elvis just
when your money. Elvis was the original medical tourist. He really was.
And he brought a gun to the White House to meet the president.
No, the president gave it to him, didn't he?
No, he, gave
he
him
brought
a badge.
The gun. Oh, he gave him a badge. And when they chased down Hamburger James, they all had guns at the airport.
And Elvis whipped out his badge to stop the airplane.
That badge came in handy.
Stop that plane, ma'am. I'm a federal officer.
Come on, baby.
Oh, and by the way, I'm Elvis, too.
Great Elvis.
I'm Elvis, too. Elvis is everyone. Elvis is everything.
Great Stop Elvis story is if you look up Alice Cooper telling about how he met Elvis.
Oh, I would love to hear that.
Look it up on YouTube. If you've never heard that, you've got to hear that.
One of my greatest memories from childhood is Alice Cooper on The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Like, it's I mean, impressed. Okay, like that episode would never get aired today. Alice Cooper, like, openly making jokes about Satanism with Kermit the Frog, beloved child hero. Like, that shit just doesn't happen anymore. It was so wonderful.
I don't know, was the intense religious right happy with the Muppets when they didn't have Alice Cooper?
Probably not because they're puppets and they didn't like that liberal kids programming and they were all probably hippies that smoked pot.
Yeah, well, and
they because they were all like all about diversity and like people of all colors hanging out.
Yeah, well, and was Henson a queer?
What?
I think I have a cold.
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
God bless you.
No.
It's
not fair just because he stuck his fingers in Kermit the Frog's butt all the time.
No, I mean, I believe he was in the closet at the time.
I'm
and
asking
that is
this,
how
yeah.
he contracted HIV. I do believe.
That's I just
frankly.
Know. I know he.
He was a part of the New York scene. I do believe.
But was
Jim
he
Henson?
Never out?
Who?
Yeah, was he really gay? Oh, we gotta find out.
I thought he was married to a lady.
That's so well,
he
was,
and he had a son too.
But I think there's. I mean, the New York, artsy scene in the '70s was a little like free lovey, and you know, it was swingy.
Huh.
I mean, I could be completely off base, but I that's what.
So
I was
then you
got to
say allegedly he was.
Allegedly.
How about Ernie and Bert?
Oh, definitely gay.
They're not
well,
actual
okay.
beings.
Come on.
They've recently roommates. Come out and said, real. Yes, like, for real.
Yeah,
there was a press release about it. But, I mean, we all grew up with that. Of course
but not
were.
Gay and they have sex. Gay and that they're, like, two guys that live together and
like,
they love each other
like
very
me
much.
And Rick.
Yeah.
Right.
For a decade.
Well, dude, and I just looked up, is
we
Jim
were
Henson,
totally Bert and Ernie.
I just looked up, is Jim Henson gay? And it's just a bunch of articles about Bert and Ernie. That's kind of sad.
And Bert and Ernie aren't sexual beings. They're kids' characters on
but
TV.
Me and
there
Rory
was no
were.
Sex involved.
They're hand puppets.
So they're maybe a little bit effeminate. Maybe they live together. And maybe Bert has some hobbies that maybe gay people
I mean,
have.
They're the odd couple.
They seem pretty.
I mean, the odd couple, were they gay? I mean, come on.
I don't know. Bert and Ernie doesn't really seem. Bert and Ernie don't seem feminine.
When,
to
I,
me.
Don't,
they,
when I see
Bert
and Ernie, I don't think
together,
of those guys
like,
having
they,
sex with each other. I just think those
what about,
guys are obnoxious fucking twerps.
But that's not what gay necessarily means. Gay is two men in a relationship or two women in a relationship. That's
well, like Brian Posehn.
Traditionally.
Oh, I
guess. You don't have to have the ass play.
AG on Sarah Silverman.
If you guys want to be gay, go ahead and think that.
They don't seem gay at all, but they're totally gay for each other.
Oh, and if you want, and if you want to make sure you're not gay, don't go vote. Like you, yep.
Yeah, if you vote, you're gay.
Gay as everybody. Fuck if you vote.
Just, yes. Yep. Just so you know. If you vote, you're gay. And if you're dumb enough to know that, then I'm glad you're not voting.
What about Snuffleupagus? He's probably gay, right?
Dude, I don't even get me started about the
whole
Snuffy
thing. I think
he's
just lonely, man.
I'm still mad that adults can see
lonely,
Snuffy.
Lonely, gay,
right?
Lonely, gay.
Or he's going to go down the list of Muppets
he's like,
and decide which ones beaker. Are gay, which ones are straight.
Bunsen is a free spirit. He's looking for whatever love
he's definitely
can find,
goth.
You know? He's Snuffleupagus.
He's just mummed out.
Bunsen and Beaker
now,
are definitely
now, he's a little effeminate, more than Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
I think the Snuffleupagus.
Well, let's do a different. Let's do that show at Easter.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
it's a good point.
Yeah.
Hello, Namaste. Bird.
How about the count? I mean, what's up with that? It's fucking purple. It's gay, right?
No.
I mean, okay, Kermit and Piggy were in
purple,
an abusive relationship.
You're
like
dead.
You know? he was the henpecked husband, and she was the domineering wife, you know, or girlfriend.
Yeah, we could speculate that on all. Speculate on
dude,
that
you don't
day.
See bruises on frogs. It's just a deeper color of green.
I don't know where you buy your pigs.
It ain't easy.
But there's a lot of bruises
green.
On those
you know what that song's really
Marcatone.
About? It's about spouse abuse.
You ever buy the pig's feet at Marcatone? There's bruises, bro.
Marcatone.
Oh, this is a dumb rabbit hole, and it's just us talking again.
Sorry. But it's We're, really entertaining.
There's 100 people here, but nobody talks. So,
now, what do you guys think? Do pigs get bruises?
I've never seen
from frogs.
Bruise. Yeah,
mm-hmm. But can pigs
we only know about
frogs?
People. We only know about people how
I hope
they bruise.
Our listeners don't go out and abuse
we're
pigs
not,
to find out.
We're not pig people.
As a survivor of domestic people, abuse, people. I find this conversation to be very unsettling.
Yes,
thanks, Kermit.
Hey, this conversation bores me.
Don't no. I'm you are not. I have a restraining order against you, sir. You are also no longer allowed
Stroud.
Within 50 feet of me.
Oh, we're me and Nick's only characters. There's no reason why they should ever meet, except that they're the only characters Rory and Nick do. So,
Jim Henson DC crossover.
Oh, and then and I can do a good Louis Armstrong. So then we'll just throw him in the
and.
Was that a good Louis Armstrong?
You know, see,
no,
Rick can't actually talk like
it's terrible.
I can't.
All right, sorry. Let's go around the room instead of doing a quiz. Let's everybody say what their favorite fucking candy
oh,
is.
Oh no, and your favorite Halloween costume you've ever done.
There you go.
All right,
very good. Let's start with Freddy.
Shit, my favorite Halloween costume, like as a kid.
No, that you've ever done in your whole life.
So
like, what was the year that, man, I nailed it?
Yeah, I was, again, the 80s, we were hardcore. I was a soldier with a half-blown-off face.
Nice. Whoa.
And I made the local newspaper, too. It was pretty cool.
Dude! Right. What township was that? Mm.
Penfield, New York.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Gotta do something.
K-Bear? Oh, and candy. Sorry, Freddy, candy?
Oh, so many to choose from. Cadbury chocolate.
Fuck, that's very British of you.
Eloquent.
Yeah, George Martin, that was his favorite candy. Too. Although I've talked to a British guy recently who said that the chocolate we have here from Cadbury is shit compared to the chocolate
yes.
Cadbury makes in Britain.
Wow. Oh yeah, like, no, real like European candy is way better than the chocolate. Excuse
well, that's
me,
where
way
Willy Wonka lives.
He's gonna get it now too. He's gonna order it online.
Yeah, no, for real, dude. Do you guys? The people who are my age. Do you remember the Marathon Bar? It was like flat caramel that was like a weird like had holes in it.
Yep.
And it was flat and it was covered in chocolate and caramel and that was it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped making them in like 70-something, and they still sell them in Britain.
It's
called
Curly Whirly Bar. Rising price of cacao, milk chocolate we have over here. Like, there's this whole thing. It's, we don't get real chocolate in America anymore.
He was theorizing that it was because we had so many preservatives to make it across the country.
Well, actually, it has a lot to do with tariffs and cocaine embargoes.
Anyway, God, I want to go dive into that. But let's keep the quiz going. Let's keep the quiz going.
So much to Google after the show.
Let's see. Halloween
favorite costume.
General George washing machine.
Kind of a mashup. Dude. Awesome. Is it exactly what I'm picturing with like a box and
that's a wig?
Yeah, exactly. A friend of mine did Lindsay Lohan solo, which was pretty cool, but I can't. That wasn't me. And then favorite candy is all of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gorging yourself on sugar.
Totally. Good answer. Yeah.
Do I like candy corn even?
All right. Riku loves candy corn. Okay. It's so weird.
I don't hate
it. My daughter loves it.
You'll still eat it.
Don't get it
at the end of the night when you're out of candy. You're like, well, fuck it, candy corn.
I eat the tips and throw the rest away. The white part's good.
Just candy corn. The dessert. Doesn't it all sort of Halloween candy?
It all tastes the same, doesn't it?
I think the tip is sweeter.
It's all bad.
I think that might be in your mind, man.
I think it might be in my pants. Okay, so continuing.
I'd say probably with costume, a certain video game character based on a video game full of deadly animatronics. I wired up the mask with LED lights for eyes.
Like Freddy's?
Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Nice.
Four.
Nice.
I did Nightmare Bonnie, the bunny, and I had like two rows of teeth, and I had these infrared LED lights for the eyes. I went around a Halloween party dressed like that, and I mean, my friends had dogs. They were barking at me a whole night. I had to keep taking the mask off. I actually scared a whole bunch of people with that thing.
Did you bark back
at them?
That's
rad.
Mm. Yeah, it was awesome. I'm planning to probably build something similar eventually. Mm. As for candy, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Fuck yeah.
Mm. Classics.
I would concur with the Reese's, but that shit has to be frozen.
Yeah, ice cold. I like all my candy out of the fridge. Like chocolate anyways.
Yep.
Just like your women.
I was going to say Ace Frehley when I was like eight. But then I realized just recently I did at our little party, Alice Presley Elvis Cooper costume.
Oh, I saw that. That was pretty excellent.
Thank you.
That was an excellent mashup there.
Nice.
Sammy?
So my favorite candy is Kit Kats.
Nice.
The wafer.
My favorite costume that I've ever done is a toss-up between my Mad Hatter and anything that has to do with zombies. I've actually won awards and been in not music videos, but advertisements for
cool.
my zombies.
Right on. Very cool.
You were in a Murder Rock music video.
As Sammy. Sammy.
And in
not a zombie, though.
And in the downstairs.
She's a murderer.
So drummer's still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Right. Yeah,
Zachy.
Question to you.
Well, this might show my age a little.
From the dungeon.
Yes. It was like the first time that I had Halloween that I picked my own costume that like it really gave me the spirit of dressing up and made me want to continue doing that and stuff.
Then that's why you still have the Justin Bieber haircut?
Absolutely. but I was a fucking ninja.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was so popular in the late 90s, early 2000s when I was a kid.
Ninjas
costumes.
Really never go out of style.
It was literally so badass.
It was a fucking ninja.
Literally. He's literally stabbing people with his dick. Literally.
He'd whip out his katana and it was a 6-foot dildo.
And favorite candy. I don't have a particular one, but I will binge eat 100 grands, Kit Kats, Reese's, and Almond Joys after I pluck the almond off.
So we'll put that into everything category.
You like mounds?
Yeah.
No, it's dark chocolate. I like milk chocolate.
Okay. He does make it.
And the act of flicking off the almond and just saying, fuck this thing, is just great. I love it.
I would like to also answer these questions, and I would like the associated staff to as well. All Chewy, we'll go with you. What's your favorite costume ever that you
ever
did?
There was a Halloween that I went to we went to Seattle, and we got to Seattle on Halloween, and about 16 of us went out in a van, and you just had to get something for Halloween, so I saw this rat mask, and I wore, it was just a rat, and I had a hood.
Nice.
And it was
just a rat kid.
We're at this party, the party was in the Central District, which is kind of the ghetto of Seattle, and it was a lesbian party. And there were 16 of us dudes that showed up and were just like trying to, dance with them and stuff, and they just weren't having it. And it was a really
shocker.
The costume wasn't that great, but the night was awesome. My favorite candy, there's this chocolate, dark chocolate and caramel shit that they sell at Trader Joe's. Mm. These little slices of, and they put them in the fridge. They're delicious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rick?
Oh, yeah,
his favorite
kid.
Costume is a red mask with a black fright wig and a witch's hat on it. No?
No.
Oh, that's just you wear that every fucking year for two decades?
No, that's because you can't just dress up anymore once you're an adult trick-or-treating because you have to cover your face so they don't know that you're in your 40s and shouldn't be trick-or-treating. Nobody trick-or-treats on our street, though, so I feel like it's my duty to trick-or-treat because everybody bought all that fucking candy and there's no kids.
Right.
So me and Penny went last year. It was awesome.
But what's your favorite costume?
When a little kid, easily, little kid vampire. Little kid vampire. It was so rad. My mom, I remember drawing the blood down my corners of my mouth and making me all put on the makeup and the big old cape, and then you run with the cape, makes you faster. That was so much fun. I love that.
Hell yes.
And ninjas. Everything Reese's, but it fucks up my stomach, but I will eat it anyway.
Nick?
I'm going to have to go with the time me and Marianne dressed up as Kurt and Courtney, and I was Kurt Cobain.
Was this before or after?
Oh, after he killed himself, yes.
So did you dress up as Kurt?
Or did he?
With an exit wound? Or?
I was actually like a zombie Kurt a little bit with like white hair instead of blonde hair. It was just like white because I got white spray paint and just sprayed my hair white. But it was totally that. With the cool green sweater from the sweater punk acoustic video or whatever, and then I had a shotgun with me, and then Marianne was dressed up as Courtney Love in leather and punk rock, and it was super fun. And we went to the place across the street from the Zephyr, the Mexican restaurant,
Mama's.
Yeah,
we went over there and I think that was my favorite one.
Nice.
Because it was shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the shotgun. You can't walk around with
a
shotgun.
Yeah, and it was still too soon.
You can't take a shotgun. The zombie crawler.
It wasn't like right after he died or anything, but it was a few years after that, and it was still too soon. Yeah.
Speaking of more of a shocking costume, my favorite costume that I've ever done.
I know.
It was at Sean's house. And I went as a little bit pregnant. And I had this all-American beauty queen sash on me and a little tiara and a wig. And I was smoking and drinking because the doctor says it's fine until the second trimester. And then halfway through the night, everybody's in the house. Everybody's talking. It's this Halloween party and chit-chat. And all friends are all there. And I start just grunting and groaning. And I have a miscarriage in the middle of the kitchen.
I knew as soon as you said what your favorite was, I was like, oh, I remember this. I remember this.
I mean, I had mashed up ketchup and white bread in a plastic bag and smeared it on my legs and the floor. it was really gross. And then our friends, Kyle and somebody else, picked some up and ate it.
Oh.
Now you're getting me
Not
hard.
Even, like, no. They didn't even know what it was either. They just picked it up, sniffed it, and ate it.
You're giving us ideas. Send me my miscarry on
stage. Shit in your hand, rub it on your tits.
And then I'll eat it.
Hey, you know, I know this great three-piece punk rock band called the Coat Hangers that probably you guys might want to play together.
Do they have breasts?
They're a chick band. They're fantastic. They've got they were really great, actually. And then my favorite candy, because I'm a heathen, are the black and orange peanut butter toffees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
The old school, old people candy with the wax paper.
Dude, peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
Peanut butter, those very popular candy.
Rig, I buy a bag of those every year. You know this.
Yeah, but that's just, it shocks me every time. This is why Riku likes candy corn, Rory.
Right. Is it diametrically opposed to
She gets it from your side.
No, I hate candy corn.
No, but
and
both
she doesn't like those.
Both of those
but
things
you like
are
weird
not.
Shit.
Both of those things are sub candies that nobody wants. Yeah.
Those are the last things in your candy.
Those are the first things I eat because if you let them go last, they get all hard and they break your teeth, especially now when you're old and have fillings. But when they're soft, they're perfect.
I never answered my favorite candy question.
Oh, pardon me.
So I'm going to go with something that I never, ever got in my Halloween bag, ever, a Zero Bar.
Oh, yeah.
No one's ever given out fucking zero bars. Mm. I'm going to do that next year. But nobody trick-or-treaters go to my house.
I don't know if I've ever had zero bars. Is your bar just chocolate?
It's like some white nougat and some chocolate. Right. It's some good shit. I don't know.
It's a tasty, creamy nougat.
There's another one, too, with the zero bar. Fuck. They're like related, but
the two bar or the three bar?
It's like a vanilla instead of chocolate. It's like a white chocolate.
I like the Take Five
Aero bar.
Negative numbers. I like Take Five.
But
those little candies, those are great.
Those little sesame fucking things. These are hard to find now too. There's the sesame fucking honey rectangles.
Oh, clear plastic.
In clear plastic. Uh-huh. Those are hard to fucking find.
Those are old people
I actually
candy
really
too.
Love those now. Like that's my new adult candy.
You probably have to
love.
Go to some kind of foreign store.
You can find those on the shelf next to the pieces of paper that with rolls with.
I found them in Virginia City at the candy store.
Right. Oh yeah.
And that's the that candy store has
candy.
The rolls of paper with the little dots.
There's
of candy
a Rocket Fizz
them.
In Sparks now that has all
Rocket
that stuff.
Rocket Fizz.
Sure. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
All the strange candy. They have British candies and all sorts.
Where's
of
that?
Candy. Legends and Sparks legends. And Legends.
Wow.
All right. I think we're taking a class trip.
What's it called?
Trip,
Rocket Fizz. It's right across the little.
My wife has no sweet
from,
tooth. We need to take a field trip, man.
I think we all won the quiz on that one.
That's a warm round of applause for everyone.
Yeah, everybody is.
Hey, good job.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Let's bob for apples. Okay, everybody go.
Is that a...
I'll
That's
to
a euphemism for going into Rick's room.
Everybody starts stabbing the pumpkin right now.
I'm going to say, let's call it a night. Let's have one more
this
song.
Is music.
But thank you guys for being here so much. Yeah. You guys are one of my favorite
awesome.
Bands in town.
Great band.
Before Nick, Rick, Chewy, the interns, Kim, and everybody here at the podcast, we love you. Life is spooky.
Yeah, give us some Zombo before we go, Rick.
Oh, yeah, poor Zombo.
And,
he's
and
been
we,
totally out of
And
this
we
whole
do
thing.
Love you, ladies.
He's been neglected.
And gentlemen.
And we totally, love you, zombies.
It's totally his time.
Ooh. And non-binary.
Life is long if you're a zombie.
In Reno, they
Zombay.
Love you, even when you don't have talent.
Zombro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I actually don't know what you're saying.
Sexually.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.